Well, the call has come. It is Not Beyond the Wall, which is the name of the new CD with Kenny Garrett, who is going to be Leroy the Jazz Cat Down's special guest today. But it is from Leroy himself, the Jazz Cat, and he is with us right now for his Live with the Jazz Cat segment. Without further ado, let me bring the Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs aboard KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Leroy?
Hey, what's going on, Gary?
Hey, this album is exciting, to say the least. I'll let you get on with your interview.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Well, you know, today we have a cat who travels to the places, walks with the legends, and you know, asks the questions and tries to find the mystery in the music. The album drops today. It's called Beyond the Wall. I'm talking about my man, Kenny Garrett. What's going on, Kenny?
How you doing, Leroy?
Hey, man, I'm good. Yourself?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Beautiful, man. We've been listening to tunes off the album, and, you know, it's not just an album that you got in the studio and put together. There's lots of thought and travel put behind this one.
No, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Well, you know, we live in such tumultuous times, man. We're always bombarded with the dramas that persist of life's course. But you truly search for peace and immerse yourself in cultural intrigue. What was it like experiencing the Great Wall of China?
Well, you know, it was the first thing. I really didn't want to go to the Great Wall of China because it was cold there. I went in December. But once I got over, you know, the idea that I needed to go see this wall, actually it was overwhelming for me. I mean, I've traveled a lot of places, but when I climbed the Great Wall, I mean, it was actually just overwhelming. I had to call, you know, I had to call home and say, look, I'm at the Great Wall. It was just something unbelievable. I think everybody needs to experience that.
Yeah. It's also nice to actually be there and then touch base with someone at home. It's a way of sharing your experiences immediately. You know, with those you love.
That's true.
Do the philosophies of the East, with their approach to good, clean food and self-healing, apply to the music as well?
I think, you know, for me it does. You know, what I try to do is I'm always searching for, you know, different ways to, you know, keep myself afloat here, you know, you know, trying to take care of my health, you know, and you know, trying to read a lot of themes on Eastern philosophy, but just things in general. You know, I'm pretty open, you know, to life. You know, I when I meet people, I always invite them, you know, to present me with music that I'd never heard. Sometimes I don't know what music, you know, to go to find. So, you know, if I'm doing an interview or something, I say, well, just bring me some music that I would be interesting, you know. And then sometimes I don't know if it's going to be interesting until I hear it. You know?
Right.
And, you know, same thing with my philosophy with life and people, you know. I mean, I think, you know, one reason that I'm kind of, you know, going in this direction, I've always had this, you know, affinity for, you know, the Asian, you know, the Asian culture. I mean, it started with Japanese, you know. It just really, I was on a plane one day and I heard this guy say, you know, Americans are lazy and they don't speak anything. So I decided I was going to try to get a tape and book and learn Japanese. That was kind of the first step, and, you know, through the Japanese, I got into the culture, into the people, into the music. Then I went through the same thing with the Korean. You know, I went to, you know, I mean, I didn't go to Korea a lot, so I kind of just went through this thing where I said the next time I go to Korea longer than 2 days, I was going to try to see how much Korean I could learn. And so I went there at the Blue Note they had. It's, you know, it's no longer there, and I was there for 6 days, and I started studying Korean. And the same thing with China. You know, when I went to China, it was just, you know, it was really, for me to go to China was really more like a dream. I was really, had always dreamt of going to China. I had been to Africa, but I wanted to go to China. And last year, 2005, I went to Macau, I went to Hong Kong, and I went to Taiwan. But it still wasn't the same. But I remember specifically I was in Macau, which used to be part of the Portuguese, it used to be colonized by the Portuguese. And I remember meeting this Chinese guy from mainland China. He said, yeah, what's going on, brother? I'm like, wow, this is interesting, you know. And so I said, well, I got to really get over there now and see what's going on. So, you know, I don't know how much time we have, but basically I really wanted to get over there and check it out. And I went over there and checked it out. And, you know, this is kind of, you know, where it's kind of led me.
Yeah. Well, you combine African and Chinese cultures on this, at least the sounds of from different cultures on this album as well, right?
That's correct, yeah. I mean, the idea, I mean, I was reading health books on Chinese health and African health. I said, wow, it seems like there's similarities here. So I said, I wonder if there's similarities in the music. And then I actually have like this this book I've been practicing on. It was a violin book, a Chinese music, you know, like a violin book. And I found it in Ireland. And I was saying, well, wow, I need to find, you know, if it, you know, I started playing. I said, well, that sounds like this African rhythm. It is really, you know, it's the rhythm is different, but it still feels like it's African. And so I didn't get a chance to do it for this particular CD, but what I was trying to do is one song, I wanted to have a dialogue between Pharaoh and I, where Pharaoh was going to be playing the African part, and I was going to play the Chinese part, and we were going to actually kind of demonstrate, you know, the correlations, you know, but I never got a chance to get to that. So that was kind of like the, you know, the idea of the, you know, the concept of this CD.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You're listening to Kenny Garrett on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. The show is called Live with the Jazz Cat, and I got my man Kenny with me. You know, on this album, Beyond the Wall, you've chosen masters of jazz music, as well as other key jazz musicians who are also in touch with that spirit that exists on a higher plane to express the sentiments in the music on this project. Specifically and collectively, what elements do these American icons contribute to the musical philosophies of the East?
Well, you know, for me, Pharoah Sanders, you know, I always feel honored, you know, to stand on the bandstand or to do anything musical with him. I mean, because I mean, he's my friend, but still, you know, he stood on the bandstand with John Coltrane.
Right.
And, you know, for me to have the opportunity to stand on the bandstand with him, it feels like it's the same.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, I really, you know, I don't take it for granted that he's my friend. You know, I try to cherish that. I try to learn as much as I can. I try to talk to him about music, and when I decided to do this, we had been doing concerts together, but we hadn't documented ourselves together, so I wanted to just invite him to come along and just bring his spirit and contribute to this music, and I wanted to find a way that I could write some music, hopefully write something that would inspire him, you know, to play.
Yeah.
You know, and the same thing for Bobby, you know, he's one of my mentors, too. I call him the president, you know, because... I just think, you know, he's so underrated. You know, I mean, he's playing so much. I mean, he's playing beautifully, you know, but he's playing so much music. I think sometimes the nature of his instrument it seems to slip by, you know. And he's another one of those, you know, those musicians who I look up to. These are my mentors, you know. So I just call them, come on, let's have some fun, you know, and really try to say, you know, this is how my interpretation of the music. You know, but when I'm going to their concerts or I'm playing with them doing, you know, gigs, you know, a lot of times it's playing their music, so they get a chance to share in my vision of music. And they're coming from the same schools. You know.
Well, what's interesting is there's a sweet spot in the music, and musicians know it because it happens and they hear it and they experience it at the same time. And in sort of an Ellington kind of way, you wrote music to inspire the sweet spots of Bobby and Pharaoh in your music.
Well, that was definitely the idea. You know, I wrote a lot of music with that in mind, hoping, you know, that I can, you know, I had Pharaoh Sanders in mind for The Calling. You know, I was thinking, well, if we can, hopefully we can find that place where Pharaoh can go and do his thing, you know. The same thing for Bobby on Now. You know, I was thinking about, you know, I'll say, you know, there's a dance that Bobby does when he's playing. He stands right to the side of his vibe.
I've seen it.
He, you know, he starts doing this dance. So I said, I wonder if this could get him to do that dance, you know. You know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because I can envision, you know, how they play, you know, and I hear their voices, and, you know, I was just trying to find that way, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm trying to find a way to inspire them.
Well, I heard you talk about that, and I, Bobby's a beautiful cat, man, and I see him play, and that beauty and that smile that he has, and when he strikes that vibe and moves off to the side and smiles, you know, I know that that's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're talking with Kenny Garrett here on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. The show is called Live with the Jazz Cat. Concepts and the freedom behind them led everyone in the session to interpret your visions through their own spirit and bring their thoughts, perceptions, and natural elements to a place where this organic music can grow. I think you freed it up a lot for everyone in the band to do that.
Well, you know, like I said, I tried to keep in mind, you know, when I call, you know, these musicians are my friends. That's the first thing. I mean, it's an all-star group, but, you know, I mean, I talk to Pharaoh all the time. I talk to Bobby all the time. Mulgrew, you know, we used to be roommates, Mulgrew Miller, I mean, you know, we talk all the time, and Bob Hurst, we're from, you know, we're from Michigan, you know, so we talk together, you know, and Brian has been on several of my records. So these are like my friends, and when I was putting together, you know, the CD, I was just thinking about the musicians who would just come together and just make the music. Because, you know, sometimes when you're doing, you know, all-star dates, quote-unquote, you know, it can be a little rough, you know, but, you know, it was so much, you know, love in the studio, you know, and, I mean, it, when cats were coming in, it was just really just trying to help me define what I was looking for, you know, so it was a beautiful experience.
Well, you know, like you said, that you mentioned All-Star Records. This is not really an All-Star Record for you because this is made with love of your friends. Now,
right.
Be an All-Star Record if you like, I want this person, just because of who they are, and then try to do something like that. But it came from another place.
That's for sure. That's definitely for sure. I mean, you know, but I still think of it, you know, it's, to me, it's not an All-Star because they're my friends. But
right.
If you really look at the caliber of musicians who are here,
it's, yeah.
You know, it's great, you know.
Yeah, that's beautiful. This album was dedicated to a jazz master, Mr. McCoy Tyner, who played, you know, with our legendary hero of the music, John Coltrane.
Ooh.
And it's beautiful how your quest for the ethnic purities and the culture and spiritualism, along with your humble intentions, kind of laid this perfect musical offering out for McCoy.
Well, McCoy is my man. You know, I mean, these are all the people I'm talking about, you know, McCoy, you know, is a musician who inspired me for years, you know, directly and indirectly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always wanted to be able to dedicate a CD to a musician who is on the planet.
Yes.
And who can listen to it. I don't know what happens when they're not here.
Right.
I've never heard anyone say that they come back and, you know, say thank you. But I just wanted to, you know, to show him, you know, just a thank you, really. You know, like, you know, thank you for sharing that music with us. Not that he's here. He's on the planet. But I wanted to, you know, thank him in person and say, look, check this out. This is kind of my interpretation of some of the music you've done over the years, you know. And
yeah.
I wanted to be able to thank him for that.
Well, you know, I appreciate you for that, man, because that's just like a musical blessing. It's an offering to somebody that we appreciate who's on the earth now and is still out there playing.
That's right.
That's great music. That's great. It should be done while folks are alive.
Yeah.
You're listening to Live with the Jazz Cat, the segment on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. My man, Mr. Kenny Garrett, on the line. You know, you're a member of an elite musical individual because there are certain individuals that care enough spiritually and consciously to try to bring the cultures together through music, and you do that with your compilations. What is your ultimate vision for people and for music?
Well, you know, I actually look at it, it's, you know, it's like a cliche, but I look at people as being one. You know, I found in my travels, you know, the blessing is that I've had opportunity to travel the world. And, I mean, places I've been, you know, because I'm interested in languages. You know, when I go to places, I find that if I just say a few things in a language, the people open up and they let me in. You know, I remember, you know, trying to, I could never understand the Korean people. I was around them all the time, but they would never open up. And I would, you know, I knew like one or two words.
Sure.
But when I went to Korea, they knew that I understood them. When I came back, they just opened up and let me in the world. But what that taught me is basically what most people want is to be loved and to have stability. And everybody, I found every, you know, once you get beyond the language barrier, everybody wants the same thing. You know, and so that leads me back, you know, to thinking, well, how, you know, I never think about that we're separate. I think, you know, this sometimes the ideas of the culture is separates us. But once we get down, we get beyond those barriers or beyond the wall, then it becomes we are all the same. And even musically, you know, we share, I mean, if a person is looking for, you know, the creator or for that spiritual quality, then you can find it or it'll come to you. Like on this CD, you know, I was hoping to have people to reflect, you know, about the Creator. You know, just, you know, it's, you know, we have so many things that we're distracted by,
right?
You know, in life, but I just wanted people to, you know, just reflect, you know, because we caught up into that. But just reflect and think, you know, okay, you know, there's someone who's running this, you know, a little more powerful than we are. You know, but we have to reflect on that. You know, and sometimes, you know, we get off balance. But we have to find that balance and come back. And I'm hoping that, you know, people can hear the CD and just kind of come in for a minute and say, wow, you took me on an adventure. It made me think about some things I haven't thought about in a while. And that's what my upbringing was, you know, coming up in Detroit and hearing, you know, cats play this music. You know, this is where I'm coming from. This is what I remember. This is remnants of what I heard.
Well, you came up in Detroit, man, and there was just a whole slew of musicians that were already there before you to just, you know, share all that information with you. Does a scene like that kind of still exist in Detroit now?
Well, somewhat. I mean, Marcus Belgrave is still there. He's the pillar of the community, and he's still, you know, cultivating the young musicians. There are other musicians who've gone back to Detroit, like Rodney Whitaker, and there, you know, he's teaching at Michigan State. You know, Jerry Allen is there.
Okay.
Bob Hurst, they're over the University of Michigan. So, I mean, musicians are going back, but Marcus is keeping it going. You know, he's really, you know, cultivating the musicians, and there's an opportunity for the cast to come out.
That's good, man, because we always need that. You're listening to Ken and Garrett. The show is called Live with the Jazz Cat. I'm Leroy Downs, and you're listening to it on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Do you believe that there is this euphoric musical fountain that exists for those beings who immerse themselves in the ideology of life and spirit and humanity and a search for the truth in the music? And if so, you know, are you trying to get your glass full with it?
Well, I'm always searching for the truth. I think, you know, as I look, reflect on my musical journey, I've always been searching for that. And I think, you know, sometimes on CDs I might have maybe one or two pieces that are reflecting that. But I think, you know, that for me, that seems to be the direction I've always been going. I think it's just, you know, sometimes, you know, we find that balance and we can get a little more of, you know, of that in the glass. We try to keep the glass full. But, you know, I'm always searching. You know, I'm always trying to find that. And I think it's a lifelong journey. You know, and I'm hoping that I can get closer and closer to it.
You know, it is a lifelong journey because you're not going to ever reach the end. And
right.
And players like you keep stretching the music. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I used to listen to the Jackson 5 and go, wow, you know, how can they ever make more music that, you know, I thought that was the greatest music. How can they ever make more music? But then there's another sound and then there's more music. And I always remember from the point I thought that the music has always continued. Someone's always taken it a little further, man. And with jazz music, man, it's beautiful that you and a few other cats do that. You, Wayne Shorter, everybody's trying to stretch beyond the wall, beyond the sound barrier. You
know? Right, that's right.
Now, in terms of Chinese instruments and musicians, it seems like you didn't have to travel the world to find the player that you got for your album. I don't know how to pronounce that instrument.
It's actually called an arhu. R is two, and hu is like a string, so arhu.
Arhu.
Yeah, but, you know, I have to tell you this story. You know, when I went to China in December of 2005, I didn't know what that instrument was. I knew the sound. I had heard it before, but I didn't know what it was. And I remember walking down this street in Beijing, and I heard this sound. And I knocked on the door. It was like a little store. I knocked on the door, but no one came to the door. So I walked in, and the guy was selling, like, you know, gum and candy and a little water. And I knocked on another door, and it was a guy's bedroom. He just kind of waved me in, and he was playing this instrument. Now, I'm not speaking any Chinese to him. He just waved me in. I sat there and just listened to this instrument. So when I got back, I knew what the instrument was.
Yeah.
So how we found the arhu player on Tsunami Song is actually we went on the Internet. You know, my manager went on the Internet to find, we were trying to find an arhu. I said, well, that's the instrument.
Right.
And so I went down to Chinatown, and I heard the musician play one note. I said, that's the guy. That's it. That was it.
That's beautiful. Chinatown in New York City, that is.
Right, right. That's
yeah.
Correct. Yeah, and we were mesmerized just hearing him. When I heard him play, I was like, man, this is incredible, you know.
Well, when you listen to Tsunami Song on the album, it's a very, very beautiful tune, and it kind of gave me the vision of, you know, two Asians in love in that special little movie-type arena, man. You really brought about the a beautiful feeling with that.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Kenny Garrett is my man today. The show's called Live with the Jazz Cat. You're listening to it on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. You know, there was a time when, you know, I wasn't on radio, and I used to call into the radio station and win tickets, and I had this phone that would have a really quick redial, man, so I always won tickets late at night. But I won tickets to the Hollywood Bowl, man, to see Milton Nascimento with Miles Davis for the first time, man. And you were in that band, and I remember when Miles would introduce the cats after they played, he'd just hold up a sign, said Kenny on it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, man, it was great times, man.
Yeah, well, that was a great experience. I mean, I had an opportunity to play with Miles for five years and a half, you know, just to every night I absorb as much as I could, you know. That was a beautiful experience, you know.
Yeah. Do you know Vanessa Rubin?
I know Vanessa Rubin, yes, of course.
I was visiting her in Brooklyn one time, and she pulled out this tape with Art Blakey on it and popped it in, and it was your particular band. I'm like, look, there's Kenny, man. So you play with all the luminaries of the business, man, and it's rubbed off so well, man. We really appreciate you, your music, and where you're trying to take it.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Well, that's it for today's segment of Live with the Jazz Cat. You heard it first. The album is called Beyond the Wall. That is Mr. Kenny Garrett. The album drops today, right?
That's correct.
Well, it's beautiful to be able to speak with you today, the day that your album comes out, man. So much appreciation.
Thank you, Leroy.
Yes, sir. All right, Gary.
Thank you, Leroy. Thank you, Kenny.
All right, thank you.
Kenny, can I ask you one question?
Okay.
Yeah, all the songs written on and arranged by Kenny Garrett. There's one song, Realization, on the CD, Marching Towards the Light. Do you have time to just give us an idea what that means? It's in parentheses, Marching Towards the Light.
Well, you know, actually, the whole CD is really a spiritual journey. I mean, Marching Towards the Light is exactly what it is. I mean, you know, when I listen to the song, it feels like there's a marching towards the Creator, marching towards that light. And that's what that is.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Kenny Garrett, along with Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio exclusively today. And if you want a replay of this particular, or specifically this interview with Kenny Garrett, as today is the CD release of the new CD, Beyond the Wall, and I'll talk more about that during the next hour, you can go to the Jazz Cat's website. That's www.thejazzcat.net. Remember, it's .net. Thank you, Leroy.
You're welcome, Gary.
Thank you, Kenny.
So much.
Thank you, Gary.
Let's go to one of the cuts on the CD here, something that I particularly are very interested in listening to. It is one that seems to have all the principal players on there, and I think you might be interested in hearing it as well. Realization, Marching Towards the Light, which we talked about. And we'll talk about the number alto saxophone, Kenny Garrett on vibes, Bobby Hutcherson, tenor saxophone, Farrell Saunders, piano, Mulgrew Miller, and on bass, Robert Hurst III, drums, Brian Blade, the percussion, Ruggiero Rogato, and on vocals, Nedelka Eccles. What a remarkable group of players here. Just one second here, and here's Beyond the Wall. The cut is Realization, Marching Towards the Light. Kenny Garrett.